Hi, Josiah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Oh, what's the name of you guys' company? Is it like a ad agency, or is it more like a something more along the lines of like a business promotion?
Yeah, we're a partner of Google. Google doesn't have their own marketing department, essentially. So we're one of four individuals who have a premier partnership with them. We're essentially doing their marketing for them, as well as we have partnerships with pretty much every relevant search engine or platform you'd want to be promoted on as well.
What's the name of you guys' business?
Local splash, like local around you, and then splash, like you're jumping into water.
Local splash.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you guys need from me in order to kind of get more marketing?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask for some things because we have a lot of different packages that do different things, and we have some pretty exclusive offers as well that I just need to make sure we can actually offer you. So I'm just gonna get right into it to get some things clarified for myself so I can give you some accurate quotes and idea of what we can do for you. Now, going right into this, Jay is audio visual, so you're doing AV work like home theater systems and stuff like that.
So I kind of got away from that. I'm still working on switching the name of the company and getting it more official.
Okay. What are you
My
pivoting to?
direction right now,
Yeah.
I can I on the audio visual side, I really mainly do just like, I mean, I could do, I've done a few speakers sound systems, but most of the audio visual stuff I do is like hanging up TVs, basically TV mounting.
Okay.
Most of the bulk of my business endeavors are more tied to home renovations and construction. I'm
Interesting.
solely
Okay.
residential. I don't want to do any kind of commercial construction.
Okay. So you're doing like kitchens and things of that nature and like baths and
I'm
remodels
actually
like
finishing
that.
up a kitchen remodel right now.
Nice. Nice. So that's primarily what you're pivoting. You're moving entirely away from the just audio visual side. That's what you're wanting to be promoted for. Is that right?
That's the whole thing with that. I'm not sure if I should keep that other side or not, like at least a little bit. As far as like just being like a generalized handyman, because a lot of the stuff I used to do, I can still do it, but if it's gonna overcomplicate it, I can just move completely away from it. Because I, like I said, I used to do like TV mounting,
Right.
little odds and ends stuff here. If somebody needs their light bulbs changed, or if they need a ceiling fan switched out, like little small
Right.
stuff, then I might do that stuff. But that was like when I was like, we're kind of trying to look for a couple $100 here and there, but
Now you're trying to get some
most of
real
the
money.
contracts I'm, yeah, most of the contracts now are like $5K and up. So I'm trying to get
Okay.
mostly more on that end. So if it's gonna overcomplicate things, we can just leave that part out, because that was more under my
Yeah.
handyman side.
Yeah,
So
I think
I
that's what
really
we're gonna
wasn't
need
trying.
to do. If you're really serious about going into the remodeling and just general contracting side of things, I think we just need to leave that AV stuff to the side and have you focus all your time and effort, and moreover, in this case, money, to really make sure that you're out there specifically for that. Because if you're saturated into two separate markets, we just can't do as well as the job for you. We can definitely create a whole separate branch, but if we're trying to put it under the same package, it's just not going to work, especially for Google Guaranteed. You can only do one thing at a time. So just make it as cost effective for you as possible. I'm definitely going to go ahead and say, let's just focus on the remodeling and general contracting for you. We can definitely get you some consistent work in the door for you at a reasonable cost. Now, let me ask, do you have, there's some things that we have to qualify you for. Now, do you have, let's see, one moment. Just checking. Do you have insurance, like $250,000 of general liability?
And for my business, or just like, do you just talking in general?
For the business specifically.
No, that's what I said. I need to get that. I need to get that taken care of.
Okay. Would you be willing to take care of that?
I've really prioritized it.
Yeah.
It's just me. I haven't had any employees yet.
Right, right. But just so we could actually get you these jobs, because with Google Guaranteed, they really are big on having a reputable company they can represent, because they put $2,000 of their own insurance money behind every project that you do through them, as well as they give you a big green check mark that places you above at the very top of the page, above everyone. So when they do that, they really need to make sure you're vetted. And one of the things they look out for is making sure that you do have that insurance available, which I've had a lot of my clients actually get. It's not expensive at all for that $250. It's not that big of a deep in your pockets, especially with us bringing in these type of work for you. It's just going to be a drop in the bucket for you, and it's going to be very quick as well.
Yeah. I was kind of actually curious as to what is the recommendation for that, because I've heard people say, it's like, oh, if you're getting construction, you're going to want to get like $1 million policy. I'm like, do I really need $1 million liability coverage?
No, just a quarter million. Yeah, just a quarter million, so we can promote you at this. That should be just fine for the projects that you're doing, without a doubt, for sure. That shouldn't be an issue at all.
How much would that be?
I don't know specifically how much that would cost. It ranges in like your specific area. I'm not an insurance adjuster, but I've heard it being as little as like $30 a month sometimes. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But as for back to the marketing side of things, one more question, because like I said, Google really heavily vets these Google Guarantee leads. They don't give them out to just anyone. It's kind of personal, but in the last 7 years, have you had any violent felony convictions?
No.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and get you qualified for this. Have you ever heard or maybe seen Google Guarantee before?
I didn't know they did leads. I know there was a Google Guarantee, but I thought that was just to verify the business's legitimacy.
Yeah. So it's primarily lead-based. The entirety of that whole entire platform is all leads. It's Google lead-based service. It's a fantastic promotion. It has a 30% higher success rate than anything else on the internet, and that boils down to a couple. Like, for starters, any lead that you get, you don't pay for unless it ends up an actual booked face-to-face appointment or an estimate. If it's anything outside of that, Josiah, you don't pay for it under any circumstance. Does that make sense?
That's better. Yeah, because I was doing Angie leads for a while, and they were if you want to hit you the lead, you have to pay regardless. I'm like, that makes no sense. And they were sending me just a bunch of leads that I can't even use, but I still have to pay for them.
Yeah.
So I ended up losing money. I mean, I'll make a few hundred bucks here and there, but I ended up paying it back in leads.
Right, and you wouldn't even talk to them in some cases. I mean, they're
they wouldn't even pick up the phone, and I still got to pay for the lead.
Right, and they're being shopped around to all the other people that subscribe to Andy's leads. As for this, these people aren't doing that. When they're calling you directly and you only, live on the line. Also, generally, when they're going into Google Guarantee from a consumer standpoint, they know you've been vetted. They know that you're a trustworthy company, so they aren't trying to lowball you. They're just trying to see what the cost is and when they can do it, because they know they're going to get the job done right, but maybe not at the most efficient cost. It's just a whole different spectrum of client base that you're going to be running into. And we take care of everything else for you. This is an all-encompassing package that's going to make sure that you're clear across the internet, like the big ones like Yelp, Bing, Safari, the map searches, the voice searches. So if someone has their own preference on how they try to find their general contractor, you're still going to be front and center regardless of whatever platform that they're on. We also take care of Facebook for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, just my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just a quick question.
Yeah.
So, as far as pricing goes, how does it go about, like, vetting those people? Because I, especially here, I'm in El Paso. I'm not sure. I had a 915 number, so I'm not sure if you guys had a local office. But in El Paso, it's we're on a border city. So
right.
About 70% of my contracts get either underbid or they're like, oh, I'll find, I've had another guy give me a better price. I'm like, it makes it really hard because, like, I'm not able to just go over to Mexico and convert my money into pesos so I can just charge them $100 for a job. But, and then that kind of, and it makes it harder for the contractors here because I'm not able to compete with that kind of pricing. Because they can charge half the money and still make a good amount of profit. But you kind of can't do that because what they're charging is probably just going to be cover parts or materials. So it makes it hard to compete. Now when you say that, what do you guys normally use to vet out, to make sure you get like a customer that's okay with getting quality work for, you know, for the right price?
There's a multitude of things that go on before they even get on the line with you. First off, just Google's algorithm is really good and they're just constantly crafting it to make sure it's depicting exactly those type of people. Also, the platform itself is not like Angie's Leads where these people, when they get onto Angie's Leads, a big perception of these consumers when they use that platform, when they're getting actual projects done, is it's the place to go and find your lowest bid at. It's somewhere where they can submit to pretty much every person who does a centralized work in an industry somewhere, and they can submit one bid to everyone else, and then essentially from there, it's a crab in the barrel shoot. As for Google, you're having these people that are searching up, and they're not scrolling down and trying to find the average Joe that's out of their garage doing this stuff. They're trying to find someone that's reputable, that's at the top of the page, that has this type of approval and this type of vetting that's behind it. And it's a whole different client base. They center it out from programming, from search results, from area and listings. It's a range of different things that comes into a formula that really just provides a whole different prospect. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Kind of. I know that.
It does help a little bit. I know like what's standing out, The main issue that I run into is not, like you said, I'm a quote-unquote legitimate company, but I'm not insured yet. And then once I do get to that point, the only reason I haven't really thought about, like, going, like, fully legit, because I haven't really made enough in order to really justify, I'm like, all right, I'm starting to gain momentum. Like, the project I'm doing now is going to be my first major project.
Okay.
Once it's completed. So it's trying to get that ball rolling. A lot of the stuff that I'm having to worry about, especially like competing with other businesses, is getting, like reviews, stuff like that. I know being at the top of the page is good, but you guys be able to use like I have like a 4.9 rating on Angie Leads. I was kind of hoping I could either use those leads to kind of migrate them over to Google, or if you guys are able to kind of help me to generate reviews to kind of help make me.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off. What I didn't mention is part of this, like I said, it's an all-encompassing package. We pretty much cover every need and base that you need. And one of those is we take care of reviews for you. We give a non-invasive way, but just the easiest route for your clients to leave you reviews, just making it easy as possible. And we'll take care of all that for you. We already have a system in place that will integrate to all of this. And we'll even go as far as to reply to these reviews for you, to these clients, just to make sure you have a really good looking base. Cause with this exposure, once you have those reviews to back it, it's a snowball effect that just gets you even better jobs, better customers coming in, and makes you more reputable across the internet in general. And we don't just do that with Google. We do that with everything clear across the internet.
Okay. How much is that package?
So I just wanted to let you know, we also take care of Facebook for you. We put out 400 individual ads on that platform, for you, making sure that mm-hmm. it's targeted specifically for the people who are already searching up any type of job that you look for. So as soon as they get on the Facebook, they'll see an advertisement for it. With that, we take care of everything for you. Let's see here real quick. And would you need a new website as well? Because I see here you still have like the TV mounting site up, or actually it's not even up. We'd build out a website for you just so you have a good, nice-looking, sleek website to back all this with.
I can give you – so – funny enough, I'm actually working with somebody that's supposed
oh, really?
To be kind of helping me get this startup. But the main difference that he's going towards is like organic growth through just ads and having my business out there, like kind of like an AI-generated ads. He does all that other stuff, but he doesn't do the reviews and also doesn't do the leads. But
he helps me
set up the website and stuff like that.
Yeah, what he's talking about is called local SEO. That's included in this package as well. We'll take care of all of that local optimization. We've been doing that for the last 20 years, so we're really well vetted in that side of things as well. And that's just included with this. It really helps out to not just have the leads and the physical advertisements out or the digital advertisements out there, but to have you actually progress organically in this. And we're definitely someone that can take care of that for you. We have the training. We have actual access to these contacts, which a majority of just companies that can do this in general don't have access and can't call these people up directly, which is a huge thing, and making sure that you show up and progress in your listings, and we'll take care mm-hmm. of that. I mean, is he already built the website for you? Is it still something that's up in the air?
Yeah, that's what I was going to kind of let you know. We're actually on the part of getting my business legitimized, getting my LLC to be like, you know, on the map, basically helping me get on the Google Maps. We did the baseline. He got me a website from GoDaddy, and it was, they built it all out already. Let me see if I have, if you look up revamphouses.com, it'll come up under there.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, if you want to keep this, it isn't a bad looking website. We could definitely use it and just promote it. You don't
Are
have
you
to...
able to? So the thing is, I just need the, they told me the same thing. It was like, oh, yeah, all inclusive. But then they said, well, there's like add-ons. And there, so, I see up there, it says J Audio Visual, but it doesn't have a logo. They said the logo is extra. They said the market is extra. I have the pictures. He hasn't submitted them yet. I'm not sure if I had put in the pictures yet, but he did pretty well on it. It looks good.
Yeah.
Do you think we should just take off the whole handyman part? Cause he put in both.
In all honesty, man, I think we should recreate a whole website for you, because when we're listing you for this, we're listing you specifically for these remodeling, general contracting jobs, and I would hate for like a potential client to be misconstrued and think, oh, this guy isn't like 100% with this, he doesn't have the experience behind it. If we, and the reason I say that is included in this package is a whole new website we'll build out for you at no additional cost. We'll maintain it for you. We'll optimize it for you. Put anything you like on there for you. So you having a website that's specifically based, centered around general contracting, it's just, I think, going to be a lot better presentation.
It's better than having both.
Yeah, than having yourself kind of spread out. I mean, expertise is one thing, but in this field specifically, people really want to make sure you're 100% all in and you're not kind of feeding into handyman work and AV work. They want to make sure that they have a real reputable person in front of them. So that's my recommendation, is just to let us take care of at least that. You can keep that website if you'd like for the AV side of things and potentially make that kind of a side gig, and because you definitely have like a good foundation for it. But just getting really serious about this side of things and making sure those are, that whole presentation essentially for a prospect is professional and good looking, let's definitely just go ahead and make you a website and have that back all this with it. So this marketing campaign is good for you.
Yes. How does this work though? Cause the, I did, like I was saying, I have the, I already started with him. I'm not sure how to go through this, because as far as switching over, if I were to take you guys on the service, because I have him logged in with the Revamp House's model.
Right.
As far as the name, the website, and everything, he was kind of helping me with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really easy to transfer over, honestly. Like, you have it on GoDaddy, so that means he just has it on a really easy-to-use platform. I mean, if you wanted to use revamphouses.com, it's as simple as just giving us some managerial access, which GoDaddy already has that in place. It's essentially just like our own login, and then we take care of the rest for you. There's really nothing else you have to do past then except giving us the pictures and just some minimal documentation, which generally is all taken care of in the first week. Past that, Josiah, there's nothing you really have to do except answer the phone and do the jobs you so choose. Now,
so what about the, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry.
So I was looking at the, as far as on his side with the manager access and all that stuff. He already has the manager access. Do I just need to take him off, or how does that work?
Yeah. It's called delegated access specifically on GoDaddy. I have my own little account on there that I have my own business with. And it's really easy to take someone off of there. I mean, if you don't even want to try to do it yourself, you can simply just call up to GoDaddy and they'll take care of it for you. It's a really simple process.
How do I tell them without being rude or sounding weird? Because they have pretty good experience. Their services, I feel like, a little more limited than you guys, from what it sounds like. And that's what I was really looking for, some way to like advertise and also kind of bring the business to me. But
because
what he was proposing was like a 30 to 90 days maximum for like as far as starting to get good leads coming in.
Right. Well, just be honest with him. You really got to consider if you want a business to be successful. In all honesty, you got to be a little bit selfish. And that's just speaking from experience. There's some cases where you just have to have your best intention or your best interest in mind at the end of the day. It's not going to be what someone's doing for you that isn't entirely related to the business. And you just got to be honest with them. You found someone that's very reputable in this industry, that knows what they're doing, who has the proper partnerships, who has the proper training that's going to actually get you the results and not have you worry about, okay, this person may have some expertise, but do they really have the resources and the absolute know-how to do exactly what I need from them? And that's exactly what we are. You break it down to them in a very honest, like, point. They shouldn't have an issue with that. If anything, they should just let you go ahead and be open to taking care of anything else down the road for you. I mean, when it comes to something like this, it's night and day difference than working with someone who's local versus someone like us, who's a national brand, who has over 10,000 clients nationwide, who's been in the industry for 20 years and has some really big players. Exactly. Even moreover, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of general contractors we're currently working with, who we've brought up exactly from where you're at to where they are, where they can be multi-state individual companies. And we've done that time and time again. So it's not like this is something new to us. It's just something we essentially put you into the machine and let it go. But of course, all of this at the end of the day is specific to you. It's not some type of cookie cutter package that we put in. It's all entirely based around you with this. When we onboard you, we get all the specifics of where you want to be, where you don't want to be, what you want to be listed for, the specific jobs or niches if you have any. We target everything to you. This is entirely based around you. And like I said, this is a package we've gotten down to the very finite detail to make sure it's only going to drive you more jobs and get you some more money in the doorway, especially where you're at, just trying to get started up. Now, with the pricing, we know this package works. We're so confident in that we don't feel the need to put you in any contract of any sort. We just want the opportunity to show you that. Now, it's broken down to two separate fees. There's the initial fee to get you in the door. That's going to take care of all of your initial programming, start getting you verified for Google Guaranteed, get the website out there. There's also some initial advertisements like Facebook that get out there that'll actually bring you some jobs in the first month alone. But that first month is essentially just getting you verified and getting everything in row. And then that second month rolls along, and generally that's when we can start charging for leads. So that initial cost to get you in the door for that first month is $4.99. And then for the leads, how they work out is we set up a budget, essentially like an escrow, that gives you a minimum of 13 leads for the month. Now, you don't have to take on every single one of those. At the end of the day, this is all at your discretion. So you can take on however many leads you want. Whatever you don't take on, that just rolls over to your next month budget. So for the lead for the budget, as well as taking care of everything like the website still, the Facebook ads and everything else, that monthly budget looks at $560 for that following month. That's including the leads $313 of that is directly to the leads. The remainder is just to take care of everything, maintain it, and keep you on the up and up on every other angle, including the advertisements and website.
Now, so for the startup, like you were talking about with those pricing and everything, where does the, am I able to add in like a logo or get my LLC validated? Are we able to kind of add more to that, or is that already included in the package?
So the logo wouldn't be included because that's something that's a little bit personal to you. We like to put that into the client's hands and really make sure it's something they like. I can give you some great recommendations, though. There's something called Canva. It doesn't cost anything to use, and everybody's using it right now. It's a really easy way to actually make your own logo. Like, you can go and watch a 10-minute YouTube video on how to use Canva, and I'm pretty confident if you take, like, an hour and just sit down with Canva and play around with it, which isn't that hard to use at all. It's very user-friendly. I'm very confident you can make your own logo, and then you could just send that to us, and it wouldn't cost you anything to make it. You just send it to us, and we take care of putting it on your website and what have you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you sure they don't charge, like, a monthly fee to have a look, to, like, I mean, to maintain the licensing for it, or, like, to be able to keep it, to, like, exclusive for me?
Oh, dude, Canva is like this AI, like, essentially like image generator. And no, they don't charge you anything for using it. Whatever you make from it, it's your own personal, like, essentially artwork or logo in this case. And all you do is just download it to a picture, and however many pixels you'd like, however many, we can help you out with that, what pixels would look best on your website. We'll appoint you on that, but they aren't going to charge you anything to download it and save it for your own.
Okay. How do they make money then? What do they charge me, or what do they get from it to keep them in business?
Well, with them, they charge the big guys. There's people out there where it's their whole entire job to essentially do that, where people will just enlist them to make logos for them, pamphlets. You can make websites on there. You can make pretty much anything that has a visual representation on the digital side of things or physical side of things on there. So people will either pay subscriptions to them or pay certain things, higher packages with them. They make money off subscriptions on there. And with you just using it one time, one off, just to make your logo, that's not something that you have to do. It's not something you have to buy a subscription for because you're only using it once. But if you're in a field where you're like a digital marketer like us, or like you're doing any type of like digital representation and anything like that, that's something that people would buy subscriptions for so they can maintain that, or if there's something along those lines. But in this case, since you're just using it once and you're not using it repetitively, you don't need to get a subscription to it. But that's how they make their money.
Okay. But what about like copywriting and stuff?
I mean, man, this is your own logo. So the likelihood of you having that logo and it could be pretty close to someone else's, but they don't really copyright logos too often. There's only a finite amount of ways that you can create a logo. And a lot of them, in all honesty, they might look the same, but as long as they're not in the immediate city that's right next to them, they don't get copyrighted for logos, especially if you make them. The likelihood of them being exactly like each other is very low. But I don't think I've ever seen a logo copyrighted. It's more so if you use someone else's pictures, that's when they pick up on that, and that's when you get copyrighted. But logos, not too much.
Okay. I'll have to make that in. How soon would I have to give you an answer by?
So with this would be something that we have to take care of, like, today. Because how this works out is, Giselle's essentially calling around the area, and it's a huge benefit for you, but being a Google Premier partner, it's our job, like I said, to fill these vacancies. But one of the big rules that they have is once we do, we close out the entire area, and we don't work out with anyone else that does remotely any type of general contracting or remodeling in your area as long as you have us. So it's a real exclusive thing. We can only take on one at a time. And it's our whole entire job to fill these vacancies, and we do it as soon as we can. I mean, that startup cost, how are you feeling about that $499?
It sounds good. It's just the only problem is not great timing for this, especially since I'm in school, so I had to buy materials for school, and I just bought it. And then
gotcha.
Also, I had the car payment due. I got the credit cards that I paid off. If I can get like a few days just to close out this contract, then that'll be perfect. Cause that's what I was planning to do, is just kind of use the whatever I made from that to reinvest back into the business. Throwing it out, but, I'm not in the space to be able to invest in it right now.
Yeah, that 500 is a little bit too much for right now.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's just the fact that it's just like the front. Okay. If you guys could start it and then give me like literally till next week, then that would be great, because I just have to, like I said, just finish out this contract. It is on the last step. I just have to put in plumbing.
Okay, well, how about this? Because I really think it's a good fit for you, and I do want to secure it with you just and see what we can do today. You're brand new, so I'm actually able to apply a discount for you. We have a promo that I'm only allowed to use once a week, but I haven't used it yet. I'm just applying that for you now. Okay, wow. So for this position, for that initial cost, I applied that promo for you, and it actually knocked off 50% of the cost. So just to get you started, it'd only be $249 today, and we could wait as long as you need to. We wouldn't even have to wait anything. That would take care of everything, like I said, like the website, the Facebook ads, and everything with the verification process. That would take care of everything. And you wouldn't have anything due for like another 4 weeks or so while we're getting everything verified and processed for you.
Just curious. So for you guys to be able to like give me a website and stuff, I think I paid like $1,500 to have my website built.
Right.
But how do you guys normally, I guess, I don't know, afford to take on a website without charging for it? I had to pay like, yeah. pay like $1,000 just for the website by itself.
Well, we're charging for it. It's just the fact is we have like a couple in-house developers who've been working with us for over a decade. So these guys are super well versed in knowing how to create websites. It's all they practically do for us. So with that, we don't have to outsource it, or we don't have to really take it into our own hands and worry about marketing you while taking care of your website. We just give it to them and they take care of it like clockwork. They're really great at what they do. So we don't have to overcharge or anything like that. That's why we can do it at such a great cost, as well as just the general marketing in general, the ease of access essentially for us, the resources we have, the contacts we have with these actual businesses like Google and what have you, just makes our jobs a heck of a lot easier than anyone else. So we're able to do it at a much better rate, in a lot of different circumstances, simply just of how we are set up as a company.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just give us a shot, man, at 250 or at 249. It's going to get you rolling. It's going to get everything going for you. That way by next week, I mean, you could already have things on the way to get verified. We could have the website being built for you, potentially have some advertisements already out there for you. Just really get everything going in the right direction. How does that sound?
Okay. No, that sounds good.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just get this going real quick. Yeah, let's get this going. I'm just going to get some baseline information from you. We'll get just that 249 today, and at the same time on the same call, we're going to schedule your onboarding. That way we can get all this rolling, and that's going to be scheduled at your best convenience. So just for starters, what are your hours of operation looking like right now?
So right now, I might have to end up just switching on my schedule anyway. But right now, I'm doing a block. Like, basically, it's in blocks. So I can go from 1 to 6. If I need to be, I can go in a little earlier, like before school, like 10 to 12. Because right now, like I'm in trade school, so I do that. If I need to kind of make it easier, I can just do the night shift one. It's going to be really late, but I can just, like I said, it's probably going to be better anyway, because I need to have those
hours during normal operation.
Right. So you said 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Is that Monday through Friday?
And then weekends are, I'll say, by case by case. I'll just say that.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll just let you base it off of there. So we'll just promote you for now from Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. That should be an issue. Now, with that, what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
El Paso County and Horizon. I'm not sure if that's a different county or not, but really, I think it'll talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to give us an idea of where to start from, because included in this, I did not mention, is we have some really in-depth analytics that you can view as well as we do, that's going to show you like the new jobs, the new leads, the calls you're getting, even down to the click we get you, and even the location on the map those clicks are coming from. So we just need a starting point, and we'll actually be able to depict for you specific areas that are getting you a lot of traffic, and we'll actually be able to see those spots and focus in on those areas for you to make sure we're really maximizing the amount of jobs that come to you. So that's just fine, what you gave me. it's a great starting point, and we'll definitely hone that down and get specific.
Okay.
And with this, yeah. So with this, what jobs are, I mean, obviously general contracting and remodeling obviously is what you want to be under, but is there anything in specific that you maybe want more of, that you're like wanting more jobs, maybe like a niche or maybe just a good moneymaker for you? Like currently, man, like you said, you're working. Yeah, like if you're preferring like to maybe do more bathroom jobs or maybe like you want more kitchen remodels or anything specific like that, we can do a better job at targeting them for you.
So mainly just remodeling in general. I think that's its own thing. Cause I haven't done a whole lot of, construction, like, framing, exterior. Most of the jobs I do are interior, like I said, the kitchen or the bathroom or the living room, things like that.
Okay. Just residential, general contracting, and remodeling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If they need to have the tile replaced or put in a sink, the whole encompassing project along with that, that's basically what I would need.
Okay, great. And just to make sure I can get you this discount, you will agree to at least try us out for 2 months that we can actually show you what this can do, right?
Yeah, no, that's not a problem.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's all I need to know. And just to really make sure, man, could you, just so we can get you verified, I don't want us stalling just because your insurance is hung up. If you could try, getting that done, maybe the end of this week or this weekend. That way, next week, we could have your onboarding scheduled and really just have all your ducks in a row. I mean, those calls I've heard can take less than, 30 minutes just to get that general liability. And it's only for $250K, so it shouldn't be hurting your pockets too much. So, perfect. I'll go ahead and say you're getting that this weekend. That should take care of that. Let's see here. Now, how do I spell your first name here?
Josiah.
Okay, just making sure. And what's your last name?
Hare.
Great. And what's a good email for you?
I know everybody has Gmail, but I normally use my Yahoo for all the business stuff. Does it matter really, or is it?
This is purely for internal communication. This is going to be specifically between you and us and only about your marketing. Okay. You're not going to get promotional emails or anything like that.
Okay, got you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, whatever email you want.
Josiah.hare@yahoo.com.
Okay. Awesome. And what's a good billing address for you?
Josiah.hare@yahoo.com. Oh, sorry, 11609 Grotto Bay Court, El Paso, Texas, 79936.
Can I get that one more time, please?
11609 Grotto Bay Court, El Paso, Texas, 79936.
Got it. Thank you.
Am I able to split it on two cards?
Let me see here. Yeah, I don't think so. I think we'd have to put it onto one card. Would that be a problem? It's for $249.
Yep, that's what I was saying. I'm working on. I'm pretty dry right now. I'm just.
Gotcha. You would need to put out two cards.
I'm not planning to take on any other expenses right now. That's why I went ahead and did the investments that I did this week, because, like I said, I wasn't planning on having a new business venture to pay for. If there's any way you can do split payment, then this can work. But if not, I'm not going to be able to do it until next week. I have to use two cards, because I tried to see if I can set up a payment so that I can get the money now, but it didn't automatically generate like it normally does.
Gotcha. Let's see here.
There's no way they can try to take two split payments, because I can literally do it right now if they can just let me use two cards, and I'll just put one card on the pile for any further purchases, but I just need to do it just this one time to split the two payments.
Yeah, I'm seeing with our billing department if we can make an exception with this. I appreciate your patience with this. Mm-hmm. What would it be split up into, like 150 on one and 100 on the other?
140 and 110.
Like 119, I guess, because that extra 9. So 140 and 119 would be okay. Or no, 110. Never mind. You're right.
Yeah,
my bad.
I was about to say, it should be 140 and 110.
Yeah, 110. Yeah, let me see real quick. I just reached out to them. We're seeing about it right now if they can.
Okay.
Yeah, I should only let you guys afford to save a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, because with I don't think we'll be able to, because we already waived the half the cost for this. So they, like, if it was like a $1,000 up, like, they'd be more willing to, but just because of the fee being only $249, we don't have it in our system, at least with the capabilities we have, to split it up into two costs. Would there be like any way you could like move it around, or like maybe like put it on a credit card for the time being and pay it off?
That's the issue. Like I said, if I had known literally probably 2 days ago that I was going to be doing this, like I said, I plan my stuff out accordingly to when bills are coming up and when I'm supposed to be having money coming in. So I had the funds literally yesterday before it pulled. I paid off my cards, but they don't process yet. I just paid them.
Gotcha.
So that's why I was wanting to see if I could split it, because that's literally my only option. That moving around is what I already did. That's why I have the 250 on two cards. It hasn't been paid off yet. I had to use my cards in order to get the materials and stuff, and I get the money back
right
to finish the contract.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying this is not good timing. I was like, if there's any way that they can just one time just let me split this payment, then we can do it. But
right.
I don't have the means right now, because like I said, I'm in school, I had to get supplies, and I also had to get pay for these materials for work. And all this stuff that I'm having to pay for, including the $1,000 website that I had already paid for, not knowing that I could have gotten it cheaper. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm sitting out right now. It's not like I didn't have the money. It's just that you guys caught me at literally the worst time.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, would tomorrow make any difference if we could like secure like just a payment card today and we wouldn't process it till tomorrow? Would that give you enough time?
I would say yes if I knew for sure I was getting paid tomorrow, but that's the thing. I don't have a 9-to-5 anymore.
Right.
Like I said, I'm really just, I don't, like I said, I don't have any bills due for at least 2 weeks. That's why I had everything paid up this week. Because, like I said, it's not, like, I'm a head of household. I make all the bills. I pay all the bills. So I don't really allocate a whole lot of stuff. Like I said, I'm just getting started. I just got my first contract. This will literally be the closeout next week. You know, we're just waiting for the granite guy to come in to lay the granite so I can put in the plumbing.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, if you think you could do tomorrow, I mean, let's get the card information just for that, and then we won't process it till tomorrow if you have it available, and we could at least secure it and make sure that we don't give it out or anything. We could still have you locked in for this position if that's okay.
I mean, yeah, let's see if that works out. Because I have, like I said, I have the card here, but I don't have enough to cover for the full thing.
Right. Let's just take it down. Let's see if tomorrow brings a better circumstance. We won't process anything until, like, I connect with you. Let's just do that to at least secure this for right now. Because as long as we get that together, I can get that stalled till tomorrow and secure this. Yeah, get it stalled till tomorrow, so we'll schedule that payment out. Now, for that card, what kind of card is it going to be?
Let me see it right now. Pretty sure it's a Visa. Actually, it's a MasterCard.
Okay. All right, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. It's a 5463-1669.
One second, I'm so sorry. Okay, go ahead. 5463.
Uh-huh.
1669-2315-0450. Thank you. And the expiration date?
227.
And the security code, please.
Security code. Sorry, just put it back. 703.
All right, great. Now, we don't give out your personal information at any point. In fact, we give you a business line that does a range of things for the analytics, but also serves as a security blocker for a lot of the spam and spoof calls you would have gotten otherwise from this exposure. But even with those measures that we take, the likelihood of maybe a few trickling through is kind of up there just because of, sadly, today's climate on the internet. So what we do to prevent anything malicious from happening is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this question, and which we immediately answer it for you. Now, for that, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born under, your first pet's name. Which would you like to use?
Just use city I was born in.
And what's the answer for that?
Huntsville.
All right, great. All right, I got that all secured for us. So I'm going to go ahead and get this hold approved for the financial payment hold. That way we can at least not go shop around. They won't call back in as soon as I get back off of this call. So it's essentially yours. We just have to schedule a time tomorrow that we can process it. What do you think is a good time to reach back out to you tomorrow?
Okay.
Yeah, what's a good time tomorrow to process this payment that I could reach back out and we could get this rolling? That you think you'd have it?
Well, it'll be Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
Let's say, what time do you guys close, actually?
We get out of here at 5:30 tomorrow.
Are you local?
We're out of Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. How'd you guys get a 915 number?
So if we used our main line just because of the sheer amount of calls we make every day for prospecting, we'd probably get flagged as spam. So what we do is use a VoIP system, essentially removes us from falling under spam, and it places us in the local area that we're trying to fill.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, because I was looking up, I guess, in California. They were like, they must have a local office.
Yeah, we're a national brand. I mean, we're all over the country, even some outside of the country. But we just use that so we don't follow under spam and stay out of trouble.
Okay. All right, well, I guess in that case, this would be fine for California. Let's do 4 o'clock my time.
4 o'clock your time.
I'm an hour ahead of you guys.
Yeah, you're an hour, right? Because you're in mountain time. Yeah, little sliver of Texas that has that. 4 o'clock, I can definitely do that. And this number we're using, the 915-270-4840, is the best way to reach you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and put us down for that callback. It'll just take a few moments just to process and get your onboarding scheduled. Otherwise, we're all good to go, man. If we can get that together tomorrow, just that initial $249 payment on the one card, we can get everything rolling for you and really get this all running in and making sure that you have consistent work as soon as possible.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm excited for you. I think this is going to be a great move. Honestly, I don't think there's a better way that you can start up this new business other than this. There's really nothing else on the market that's going to provide the same type of work for you. And I'm really excited for you, man. I've seen it work time and time again. Like I said, I have a 100% retention rate on this package. It's definitely going to work for you. We just got to get it going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully we can get it worked out. So we can get it started.
Yeah, man, definitely. As long as we can get that process tomorrow, we'll definitely take care of the rest and make sure that you're up and rolling as smooth as possible. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, right? We'll call you up. Or you said 4 o'clock your time, but 3 o'clock our time.
4 o'clock my time. It'll be 3 o'clock your time, man.
Yeah, so we'll call you up at 4 tomorrow. I'll have everything prepared for us so we can just process that payment, get you scheduled up.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. I was about to say I'll be in school, but I go to school in the morning that day, so
Should
be fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll call you up at 4 tomorrow. We'll get the payment processed. We'll immediately schedule your onboarding and everything. It'll only take like a few minutes to get all that together, and we'll get you on board, man. This is going to be great. I really am excited to see how well we go with you, because it's cool seeing people that are established like take us on and improve their work, but it's great for us. It's great in my perspective, at least. I see my new clients that are just starting out that literally go from coming up with this idea in their head and going forth and doing it to what we do for them to make them an actually fully functioning business. It's just really cool to see, and I definitely think we're going to do that for you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Josiah, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, man. I definitely look forward to speaking with you tomorrow and getting all this rolling for you.
Okay.
Awesome, Josiah. Well, you have a great rest of your day, man. I'll call you at 4 o'clock sharp tomorrow, and we'll get everything going from there.
All right. Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow, man. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.